Hi, this is Julie.
This is Liz.
This is Sheila.
This is Monica.
This is Leanne.
We are the Satellite Sisters.
You are listening to Satellite Sisters to Go.
You are listening to the Satellite Sisters. It is Sunday, February 16th. We are really happy to be here today. I feel like we are literally covering the nation with Satellite Sisters today. I'm Leanne Dolan in Pasadena, California, where it will be like an almost too hot 85 degrees. Don't you agree with me, Sheila Dolan in South Pasadena? Too hot?
Oh, Leanne, am I going to see you cross training today over at the Rose Bowl? It was funny running into you the other day.
I know. We had an accidental encounter, each walking different ways at the Rose Bowl. And my friend was like, who's that? I'm like, my sister. Okay. In Colorado, Julie Dolan is with us today. Hey, Jewel.
Hey, well, I'm actually back in Dallas.
Oh, you are? Oh, I didn't know that.
I started this morning in New Mexico. Oh. So we really are covering the world here, or at least the United States. Okay. And the weather was good all the way across. So I'm here. I'm happy to be with you.
And then joining us from Long Island, Satellite Sisters Next Generation, our niece, Megan Dolan Saporita. Megan, welcome to Satellite Sisters.
Thank you. I am so happy to be dialed in.
We tasked you this week. We knew Liz was going to be in Asia somewhere. So we wanted some backup. We wanted another Olympic watcher. So is this your first guest appearance on Satellite Sisters?
It is, although I think my sister, Catherine, who was on recently, reminded me that we did read the credits while I think we were in Morocco living.
Yes.
So, yeah, Catherine's gotten a couple of guests in. So Megan was like eager to get on. We are happy to have you. You're a fully qualified human being. You're a grown woman. You are a lawyer. You are recently married. So if you were listening along this summer, it was Megan's beautiful wedding that we all went to.
One of the best ever, Megan.
It was a fantastic wedding.
So much fun at your wedding.
And now you are a newlywed. And how was Valentine's Day now that you're married? Kind of a letdown, isn't it?
It was great. No, we had a great time. Okay. What's funny, though, is, you know, you mentioned that we got married at my parents' house. This weekend was the first time we went back there. And we drove in, and now it's all covered with snow. We drove in, and I said to my husband, Greg, remember when we got married here? It's very different.
It probably seems like a million years ago, too. The wedding, in a good way.
It does. About 6 months, though, we were sitting next to a couple at Valentine's Day dinner who said, we've been married for 40 years. And we said, we got about 6 months. And they were very, they thought that was hilarious.
Well, I know that on Valentine's Day for me with the three boys in my house, I got nothing this year. I knew my husband, he was out of town all week, so he didn't show up till 8 o'clock Friday night. And I had said to him, please don't get me anything in the Houston airport. Like at this point, don't come home with like, you know, white night, some sort of, you know, perfume, white shoulders that you bought at the Houston airport. So he was off the hook. My sons, though, I told them they had to deliver this week. But Sheila, I actually had a Valentine for you.
Oh, you did, Leanne? What happened to it?
Your car.
You could have used it.
I know. I thought so. I thought of you this week. And but your car wasn't parked in front of my house when I got home. So,
well, I've been doing some, I've been going out for lunch and coffee frequently from my job. So if you don't see my car, it means I'm escaping the workplace.
Well, that was it. I was like, how could she be leaving already? And I know later on in the show, we're going to get to what you dubbed the world's worst field trip. So we're all looking forward to that. We also have Olympic coverage. Julie has some Russian news and a fantastic theory about Plushenko she's going to share with us. But Megan, just to let people know, you are a lawyer. You've recently changed jobs. So what are you up to now?
Yes, that's true. I graduated from law school in 2009, and up until December, I was a prosecutor, an assistant DA in Nassau County, which is a really large suburban district attorney's office. And when I left, I was handling violent felony criminal cases. It was amazing. It was a great experience. And I did leave in December. I switched.
That's what everyone says when they leave a job. It was a great experience.
It was. You know, I tried a lot of cases and everything like that. I made some great contacts, and it was just very interesting certainly never a dull moment.
Yeah.
But now I've really switched gears. I've gone into civil practice. I work for a large nationwide insurance company doing insurance defense. Mm-hmm. And so far so good.
So Megan, this is Julie. Why did you make the change? What was, you know, what were you thinking? Was it a personal thing or a professional thing?
You know, it was a little bit of both. It's very taxing working at the DA's office. You know, we have deadlines, 24-hour deadlines, 3-day deadlines, 5-day deadlines, and it's really, really fast paced. It's very exciting, but most people kind of treat it as a starter job. People stay for about 3 to 5 years at DA's offices and get a lot of litigation experience and then move on to something different. Some people certainly stay there for their whole career, and I didn't know what I was going to do. And this opportunity came up, and it was a really great opportunity. Greg and I, my husband, are now looking for houses, so we wanted to slow our pace a little bit. So it's really been great so far.
Oh, what's house hunting like? Are you discovering some differences? That is it like an episode of House Hunters where you want it move in ready and he's willing to do the work?
Right. We just do not know. We really have only been out twice looking so far. We live right now in Long Beach, Long Island, which is on the south shore of Long Island, a little barrier island. And we love it. We met here playing beach volleyball. And but I think we're going to move and switch up to the north shore of Long Island.
All right, Megan.
Yeah. So I'll keep you posted.
Okay. And you know a good real estate attorney? Your mother. So that's excellent.
Oh, yes. She is chomping at the bit to come with us to look at the houses, as you can imagine.
I'm sure.
It does sound like an episode from House Hunters. In fact, I think you two would be an excellent. Well, don't you think they'd be excellent on House Hunters? You know, some of the couples they have on that show, you really don't root for. You know, you really don't care if they ever get a house.
Right.
But I know, Megan, you and Greg, people would care that you got the right house. So I think in your spare time, now that you're not working 24 hours a day, maybe you should send in a little video to HGTV.
Speaking of videos, Megan, I think you should get out there and start promoting your wedding video. Your wedding video is the best movie I've ever seen in my life. I watch it constantly.
She does, Megan. She does. She's not kidding.
And I think if anyone would like to purchase it for the next Valentine's Day, if you want to know what real love is, you have to watch Megan's wedding video. I'm serious.
I know. We do love it. It's so great. And, you know, the reason that I love it the most is because I listened to your show after our wedding. Greg and I listened to it in Hawaii in the airport when we were island hopping, your show talking about our wedding. You were talking about everybody's outfit. I could not tell you what anybody wore. So thank God for the video. I could see Sheila's high, low, everything.
She hasn't taken that bun head out, by the way.
Oh, is it because you were shrinking? Is that why?
Well, that and a lot of things, Megan, but seriously, the wedding video, I mean, everyone I show the wedding video to starts crying and they don't even know you. And that's what I love about it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's good to have you on the show.
So, Sheila, did you need to review it the other day after your awful field trip? What happened? You're not a field trip fan anyway.
Well, here's the thing. I've gone on hundreds, literally hundreds of field trips in my career. And it's, you know what it is? It's such high stakes when you're out there in a public place with 23 kids and 10 parents. You know, anything could happen and everything is intensified, right? Speaking of legal, if it's a child goes missing, you're in hot water, right? I mean,
yes.
You're taking buses, you're taking subways, and in Los Angeles, you're taking cars.
Right.
Now, here's the thing about taking field trips with children in Los Angeles at my school. You are driving off in about 10 different vehicles, and you have no idea who's going to arrive when. Right, Leanne?
It's true. Yeah. It is a little bit nerve-wracking.
So we take a bus once a year to the aquarium. Well, anyway, let's get back to the field trip. As you guys know already, Megan, you might not know, I created a very wonderful social studies curriculum for the third grade. World studies, right, Leanne?
Yeah.
It's a very multicultural, multifaceted program that involves all sorts of plays and projects and hands-on. And usually for Europe, we go on a restaurant trip.
Oh.
We go on some kind of trip where they can experience continental dining.
Mm-hmm. Because these privileged kids never go out to continental restaurants.
Yeah.
Anyway, right, Sheila? Is that it?
I just think it's a fun thing. And it's food. People remember it. So anyway, make a long story short, we were not really out of Asia yet. And our Europe field trip came up on the calendar. And I completely forgotten that we had booked a trip to the one and only Buca di Beppo.
Now, Meg, that's Italiano, right, Megan? You're married to an Italian. Buca di Beppo.
Oh, yes, I am.
I mean, think of the biggest tourist trap you know on Long Island, and you just insert Italian food, you have Buca di Beppo, okay? And, Leanne, I mean, soccer teams go there when their season is done, right?
Yeah,
I
there's not a table in there under, like, 12 people. I mean, that's sort of their hallmark. Like, when I see poor people with two of them waiting in line, I'm like, what are you doing here? You know, this is for people's 16th birthday party. It's not for a romantic dinner. The meatballs are bigger than your head. So this is not the restaurant for you.
I don't know why, but in the summer when we were pre-planning, I said, Italy, Italian restaurant. I gave it over to the parents. Book a nice, you know, a lot of the parents have connections. We ended up at Buca di Beppo. Okay,
you know what? That's perfect for third graders, though. And it is family style.
Oh, it's family style, right? Okay, so we had a two-hour block of time, Julie. And what I wanted to do was just sort of teach them how to sit down, how to converse, how to have a nice... you know, the Italian dining experience. I really want to add some cultural bent to this whole thing. All right. Little did I know. Okay. So they moved the trip up to 11 a.m.
Mm.
So we are sitting down for a 5-course meal at 11 a.m. We are jammed into a back room, 44 third graders and about 10 parents. And when I say the entire meal took 40 minutes, I am not kidding you. They brought that food out so fast, and the kids ate so quickly, and the volume in the back room was ear-splitting. It was, you could not even talk to anyone at your table. And here's the thing. The kids just chowed down. And after 40 minutes, I looked around and kids are turning blue. They are so sick from this food, Leanne.
Just because they had eaten so much so fast?
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing about fettuccine Alfredo. You know, it's like one bite is plenty, you know?
That is true.
But something about fettuccine Alfredo, you think if you eat it fast enough, all the bites are going to taste like the first bite. And then by the time you finish, you are sick. You are literally sick. I had one student, one of my favorite students, Ivan, look over at me after the meal, and he was white. He said, "Miss Dolan." I said, "Ivan, get up and go to the boys' room immediately." Just go. People were passing out. They were passing out. I mean, it was the most god-awful thing.
Wow. Just like Italy. Just like Tuscany, wasn't it?
You didn't have, you know, weren't able to speak Italian or get them to think
of screaming above the noise. We could not. I mean, you know, fettuccine, the just grease-laden family-style salads.
Okay.
Bread, and then the fettuccine, and then of course the chicken parmesan, Maggie.
Right. Ooh, that sounds good, chicken parmesan.
My goodness, it was, and the kids, like literally, when we got back to the classroom, I just said, go on the rug. And they just all passed. They just laid down. Like, we were supposed to go to PE. No one could move. And that's Italian.
Okay, now Sheila, what's the feedback from the parents and the kids? Did they think it was fun? I mean, obviously, you didn't. But how about, did the kids like it?
I even asked the kids to write in their journals what they thought. And they all wrote that the food came out really fast. Even for kids, they thought it was too fast. And one of my favorite students wrote, I thought that maybe they were going to give us a little talk before they started the food about Italy. But no, it was just 19 waiters just you know, bringing out food as fast as humanly possible.
They wanted you in and out of there as fast as humanly possible.
That's right.
They wanted those third graders out.
So where are you going to go next year, Sheila, for your...
We're taking it off the curriculum, Julie. That's it.
Yeah. Feels like you might need to rethink Europe. There might be a better way. Maybe just espresso. Maybe just take the kids for espresso.
English tea, that's right. Well, England's not in Europe. I should know that. But anyway.
But it's... I think it is, isn't it?
It's the British Isles, right, Julie?
Right. They don't really consider. They're not part of the European Union, Liam. Okay.
Well, I know that, but in terms of the continents. Okay. Well, whatever. All right. Get to work on that. Hey, you know what I did last night? I wanted to pass along a hello, big hello from our former engineer at Satellite Sisters and known to many of the Satellite Sisterhood, John Ramos. I saw John last night and his lovely wife, Suzanne. So he says hi to all the girls. He always asks, how are the sisters? But it was Suzanne's 40th birthday party. So Barrick and I were invited. And first of all, I have to say, people were really impressed that I knew someone turning 40. That made me feel young. Because we have so many friends turning 50 now. But here was the thing. It was a theme party. And I read the invitation and I read it as 80s and or Footloose. Like in my mind, that's what it was, 80s or Footloose. So I was thinking I would just go with, you know, Madonna, borderline, best 80s look ever. And as it turned out, it was really, then I reread the invitation. I thought, oh, it's the 80s version of Footloose. Like that's what you want.
Oh.
Footloose. And I realized.
Hey, it's Liz and Leanne here, and we want to thank PROS for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. Mm-hmm. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz. My hair from PROS is getting rave reviews.
Leanne, I am not surprised. You have been on that PROS hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, PROS is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Leanne Dolan? Yes, I do. I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, PROS, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Leanne's. Okay? And I'm using it. PROS isn't just better for you. It's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. So, PROS, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos, too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Leanne and then posts it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, PROS. PROS is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/sisters. And PROS is spelled P-R-O-S-E, pros.com/sisters. Thanks, pros. Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow, do we love Osea's skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life. Aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
No kidding. I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils, I love it all. That duo they have going. Oh. Like, you can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the Mega Moisture Duo, yes. you can literally see your skin get firmer, and it just delivers this full body glow. Okay, you know we have raved about the Undaria Algae Body Oil. Mm-hmm. Well, pair that with the Undaria Collagen Body Oil. Youthful, yeah. Liz, a youthful yeah. glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undaria Seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code SADSISTERS. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to OseaMalibu.com and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea.
We better check with our next generation. Yeah. Have you seen the 80s version of Footloose?
Of course. Okay. Yes.
Somehow I missed the 80s version of Footloose.
Oh, Leah.
Yeah, well, I was a freshman in college, and it came out in 1984 because I was like, you know, I don't believe I've ever seen that whole movie. I've seen bits and pieces, and I know they made a new version and a stage show, but I couldn't actually conjure up, like, the image of what they wore, so I had to Google it, and that's when I realized, that was the year of Purple Rain for me. I did not see Footloose that year in 1984, so it's more of a Western Texas look.
Now, Megan, was that Kevin Bacon?
Yes.
Well, who could forget that? Yes. That was good dancing.
Yeah. I know. Well, that was shocking that you had not seen that. That's really seminal, as a movie. And you seem to embrace everything in that movie.
Yeah. So I don't know I'm how surprised. It was. Again, I think it was just my freshman year in college and Purple Rain had just come out. And so I had to make a choice. I did.
Man.
I aligned myself with Prince and not Kevin Bacon. And so I was like, oh, wow, I don't know what I'm going to wear. So fortunately, my friend Danielle came through at the last minute because the whole key to the Footloose look apparently is the cowboy boots. And I do not own any cowboy boots. And so I was texting Danielle about something else yesterday. She's like, I have cowboy boots you can borrow. And they were perfect because as she described them, they were pleather and rubbery.
Excellent.
So they weren't like expensive Tony Lama cowboy boots that were fitted to her feet. No, I could fit right into them. I managed to pull together a flirty skirt, I have to say, a flirty back dress. And then I was like, now what? But I actually have a few accessories left over from the 80s. So I got
Why not surprisingly?
I know. I got out my blue jean jacket from high school, my Ralph Lauren blue jean jacket and a belt I bought in the late 80s and some big earrings. So it was really fun to see John. They did a really great job. There was barbecue and delicious food and a DJ. At one point, my son asked, when are you going to spring the costume on Dad?
Well, you know, that was my question, is what did Barrack wear?
Yeah. You know, the good thing about Barrack, Megan, is that he wears the exact same look that he wore in the 80s, you know? he wears. He hasn't really moved forward or backwards with his luck. I was like, just get out one of those blue jean shirts from the Gap. I think you'll be fine, honey. So,
and yeah, he's got kind of a timeless look.
It's a timeless preppy look. Yes. I was like,
so
just
Megan, what about your husband? Do you think that you could, is Greg big on costume parties? Can you talk him into wearing goofy things?
Oh yeah. He would love that. Definitely.
So that's a plus. Yeah. So, but it was really fun. So, now I know I think I'm going to go get myself a pair of cowboy boots. I enjoyed them so much. I feel like maybe that's what I'll buy myself for my birthday. Some pleathery rubber cowboy boots.
Leanne, I thought when you came to Dallas, we talked about cowboy boots and you said, never, I don't ever want to wear cowboy boots.
I think I've changed my mind. I thought I looked pretty cute in them, I have to say. Of course, I was at a Footloose party, so that may be it. But
I know. It's like steel. Yes, that's right. I mean, it's like wearing island dresses, you know, on the East Coast in the winter. You know, you just it's all context, Leanne.
It is, right. Right. That's true. People come home from Hawaii and they've got their Hawaii dress, and then you see them like, you know, in chino. You're like, really? That doesn't look good here. But I did have to give it up. There were two women from San Francisco who went for it. They went full 80s. They had like the Flock of Seagulls hair and the flash dance look and the leg warmers. And then the pièce de résistance was the black fanny pack.
Oh, that's
great. Oh, excellent.
You know, I loved those fanny packs. They really were serviceable.
They get a bad name and they are so useful. They know. Back the fanny pack. What do you think, girls?
Well, I like how they cinch you in.
Yeah.
I like anything that binds you at the waist.
Anyway, there you go. All right, Sheil, I know you had a question for yet a situation once again this week with your blow dryer.
Well, you know, Julie, when I think of blow dryers, I think of you. And I've had a great relationship with my blow dryer over the years. You know, it's so old.
Why do you think of me when you think of blow dryers?
Because I remember the day you retired your original blow dryer. You had it for so long that it was a thing. It was like we mourned your blow dryer for about a week on the show. I mean, didn't you have your blow dryer for about 40 years?
Yeah, well, not 40, but at least it lived 20 years. At least 20 years. The son of a gun.
The
right?
Red son of a gun. We all used it. It was all of our first blow dryer, really.
Yeah, I think it kind of sparked at the end. I mean, you could really sort of ignite your hair. But yes, it lived a long and useful life.
I feel like my recent blow dryer really served me well, too. And I don't even remember the name of it because it was completely rubbed off, but I think it was a Conair, and I think it was that newfangled kind that makes your hair kind of shiny. Megan, maybe you know what that is.
It was all ionized, Sheila, because you told me to get a blow dryer that
ionized. Yes,
that ionized, and you said, "I said, what does that mean, Sheila? That it ionized?" And you said, "I have no." You said, "You have no idea," but that we needed to get that.
Well, I got an ionized. I worked well. And then this week, after about, I'd say, a good 8 to 10 years, my blow dryer completely died. Mm. And you know it for certain because you plug it in and it just makes an awful sound and gets really hot. And you think you're going to blow yourself up.
Right.
I mean, and it got me thinking about blow dryers and relationships and things like that. Like, at least when your blow dryer dies, you know it. You know when you plug that thing in, you're going to get electrocuted. Do you know what I mean?
But with relationships, you don't always know that that's going to happen.
Right. Well, you might switch to warm, Julie. You know, you might back it down to cool or just turn it off for a while. And then when you turn it back on, you have no idea. That's so at least. And I thought, you know, when your blow dryer dies, it is a death. I mean, it is a definite, you know, you're going to cause a fire in your bathroom or you're going to get electrocuted. And there's nothing more. You can't do anything else with it.
Right.
You throw
it's
it. It's
done. It's dead. It's over. You throw it away.
It's over.
And you think about it once or twice, but then it's gone. The trash man takes it away, as opposed to your love life.
You're right. So that, you know, that's all. That's all I really want to say. I'm looking for a new blow dryer.
I think you really want to say more.
No, I really am looking for a new blow dryer, and I want to start a relationship with a new blow dryer that lasts. That's a long-term relationship, and maybe there's a new element, new marketing ploy that I could fall for. Megan, maybe you know of a good blow dryer you could recommend or refer me to that's available. An available blow dryer is what I need.
Well, Sheila, I will keep you in mind, but it's funny because I recently went through a very similar transition. And so my blow dryer was really just hindering my life is the only way I can explain it. You know, I couldn't shower when I wanted to because it was going to take me too long to blow dry, and then I have to straighten. So it was a whole big ordeal.
Right.
I didn't have the heating and just the blow dryer shutting down on me, but it just really was not working to its full capacity. And this is one that I've had since I was in high school, so over 10 years.
Oh, proud of you, Megan.
Thank you. Yes. I got a deal on Groupon, and I got a Conair blow dryer from Groupon that is just life-changing.
Oh, tell me about it.
It could not be more simple. It's a regular blow dryer, but it just takes me 5 minutes to blow dry before straightening. So I'll be ready in a half an hour. At a moment's notice, I can shower and do my hair.
Do you know, happen to know if it's ionized?
I do not know. I don't know, but it's life-changing.
But you know, that's you're big on online shopping and dating. Why? I think this is the way to go for you.
Well, I believe me, I'm going to sign up. I'm going to go to Amazon this weekend and do some looking. Yeah, I'm going to start honing it down. Leanne, did you have a suggestion?
Whether it comes to blow dryers or relationships, Sheila, I think a simple and old fashioned is the way to go. I wouldn't look for younger. I mean, I wouldn't look for the latest thing in blow dryers or in men. Okay, that's what I would say.
Keep it standard. Keep it solid.
Keep it standard and solid. And
yeah,
you know.
Sheila, you don't even really need that super hot setting. You know, you could just. You really better for your hair if you don't blow dry your hair on that super hot setting.
I don't go
for that. Go to the medium setting. It takes longer, Sheila, but I think you're going to find it more satisfying.
Okay, girls, you know what? I'm going to take that advice and I'm going to try to listen to you and really work with that as I look for my new hair dryer. Okay. Thank you for listening.
You're welcome, Sheila.
Anytime, Sheila. Advice. We're talking about advice. I need some advice from our legal expert, Megan, who is here with us today. I had a situation in Colorado that I want your opinion on. I know you don't practice law in Colorado, but feel free to give us any kind of legal advice. As you can see, we'll follow along to anything. Here's the situation. We were out visiting my in-laws, and we had driven to Colorado. So, of course, we brought our big black lab, Zorro, who, Megan, I know you've met, my lovely dog, okay?
He's very nice.
He is. He's very mild-mannered. He's good. And we always stay, when we're traveling with our dog, at Holiday Inn Expresses because they're pet-friendly. And we've had some very satisfying experiences at Holiday Inn Expresses with our dog. And but we had not stayed at this one. This one was close to where my in-laws live. And so we had booked a room there. And as we went to sign in, usually when you have a pet, you have to pay a little, you know, a little extra for the pet fee and you fill out a little card. But this Holiday Inn Express, it's the one off 470, I-470, if you want to know. We had to fill out almost a legal contract to have the dog in the room. And here's what was on the statement beyond, you know, making sure that we would pay for any accidents that our dog had. There was, in very bold lettering, a barking policy that read as follows, that if your dog barked in the hotel and someone complained about it, you would get one phone call because they assume that, you know, you've left the dog in the hotel room while you've gone out to dinner or gone shopping. Or in our case, we were leaving the dog when we were going to see my in-laws. But if you left the dog in the room and he was barking and you didn't pick up the phone when they called, they were going to come in and take your dog to the pound. Now, Megan, can they do that? Can they do that? Can they just, is someone doing their dishes?
No, Sheila,
stop doing the dishes.
I'm not doing the dishes. Go on.
Are you fixing a snack or something? Could you just stop? Stop. Wait, listen to your blow dryer story. Could you just listen to my dog story?
I'm listening, Julie.
Okay. Megan, I ask you.
Julie, first of all, before I get into it, I just want to say, either you're going to be pet friendly or you're not, right?
Right, I mean, that's what exactly. I say.
That just seems a little bit like you're talking out of both sides of your mouth. Like, the dogs are welcome, but just watch out. Well, did you sign anything that said that?
Yes, we signed it because we were there. We had a dog. We needed to have a room.
Right.
But we were terrified every time we left our dog in the room. He never barks, but we thought, oh my goodness, today is going to be the day he's going to let out one large bark, or he's going to start snoring. He snores very loudly, and that and somebody.
Liz, you know, we love talking about Framebridge, don't we?
We do.
because
there are just so many fun things to frame, Leon, aren't there?
Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting Framebridge experience. Would you like to share?
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his two kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing. To get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah, any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leon, they have already Framebridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the Framebridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and Framebridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but Framebridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds like...
But you're going to be happy, okay? That's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or see a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's framebridge.com. Thanks, Framebridge. Liz, summer is coming up, and you know what that means? It means you're grilling. You're grilling and chilling there with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for a part of the summer, yeah. I'm having my box sent there, Leon.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. ButcherBox gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your ButcherBox account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your ButcherBox on vacation, which is... That's nice. Nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
They're supposed to hear that and they're going to take them away to the pound. But could they act? I mean, obviously, this Holiday Inn Express has had some problems with barking dogs because they have this excessive policy. But could they actually do that? Like go into your hotel room and take your dog and put him, send him to the pound while you were out?
I mean, I suppose, and now again, I've only been practicing civil law for about 2 months. I suppose that they could do that. Now, what I'm really learning in this field is if you sign something, you're in for it. You know, anything, whatever they say on that contract or that agreement, they can do. But it also seems to me, like you mentioned, they're really just trying to scare you.
Yeah. But,
this might not be the place for you. I mean, conceivably, you could go out, come back, and Zorro could be gone.
That's exactly what we were afraid of. Like, if we went out one time to get something to eat, and we both put, my husband and I put our phones right on the table, which we never do, but we were so afraid that we were, you know, we were going to miss the one phone call.
Right.
That Zorro got to make?
No.
Help! They're taking me to the pound! Help!
Leon, this would not be a Holiday Inn Express for your dog.
Your dog doesn't bark a lot, only at one dog. She barks at one dog who happens to walk by her house 10 times a day. But other than that, she's not a barker, really.
Yeah, and she should bark at that dog. I know that dog.
Yeah.
I bark at the owner, so, you know.
Well, we've stayed at other Holiday Inn Expresses where they don't have this barking policy, but I did think it was excessive. But I take your legal advice, Megan. We did sign that sheet of paper. We tried to be, you know, fortunately, our dog was not taken away to the pound, but it does. I don't think I'd want to stay there again because it was just too nerve-wracking.
But that's like saying if a baby cries, we're going to take your baby. All dogs bark.
Right. Well, the only other thing I have to say is a contract would not be enforceable if you sign it under duress. And it does seem like that's what that is.
Good loophole. Good luck.
Right. You've obviously made a reservation because you don't have anywhere else to stay.
Right.
So they kind of force you into it. But maybe they should have a dog wing or something like that.
Well, some Holiday Inn Expresses, they have specific dog rooms, you know, and then that makes sense.
Right.
Too. Yes, right. but I don't know. This hotel, it was that was it. I certainly wouldn't go there again without proper legal representation.
That's good. I'm here for you, Julie.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to fax this to my lawyer. I'll sign it in just a second. And Sheila, that's good advice for you. I just think when you purchase your next blow dryer, don't sign anything, man.
No, here's the thing. As a human who stays in hotels that I do not have animals, I am always suspect of animal hotels because I don't want to stay in a room where an animal stayed. I mean, I'm allergic to cats. I mean, I could, you know, if a cat stayed in my room formally, it's just there should be a separate wing. Megan mentioned a wing. All hotels that accept animals should have only rooms that are for animals. That's it. I mean, don't you think?
Yeah, it's like a smoker's room.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
Yeah, Sheila, you stay when we go to Catherine's wedding, you stay at a Hampton Inn. They don't take any pets, and we can stay at a Holiday Inn Express. There you go. Okay.
All right. I think it is time for our Olympic coverage now. Did anyone need to cover any other personal issues?
No.
Well, my personal issue for you, Leon, is how are you holding up? I mean, we're on what, day 10 now, and you've been out there every day with your reports on our website at satellitesisters.com. I mean, it is a grueling pace you're keeping up.
I did get at one point lost in the time space continuum this week. Like, I couldn't remember. I felt like I was watching stuff over again when in fact that was happening. Like, they were showing the skating live in the morning, and then I'd see it on the primetime. I'm like, did I see this or not? And then, you know, just when I'm going to give up, I thought I might take today off, but I turned it on and there is Johnny Weir and he is wearing a tiara and I can't not comment on that. So, I have continued to delight in the coverage that Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir are doing. They are a breakthrough broadcasting team and I find it even more delightful. If you haven't seen their coverage in the morning, you got a chance to see it today with ice dancing. So they are so fun and so knowledgeable and Johnny Weir is so out there and they did reveal last night that they have adjoining rooms. They are trading accessories. They're actually sharing necklaces, which I had speculated on the blog. that's what they were doing. And I find it so fantastic, especially in the face of the fact that it is in Putin's Russia. It's all so fantastic, the whole skating thing. But Julie, thanks for your concern, because I just yesterday morning I was up at 4:30 for that dang hockey game. I couldn't not get up.
So yeah, that was amazing.
So catch me up, Leon. Who's playing whom? Okay. What's happening? What's the big deal there?
Megan, it's like she's from another family, isn't it?
I just don't understand.
Yeah.
Megan, for you, what have been some of the Olympic highlights?
Well, I have to just briefly agree with Leon. You know, I've been staying up much later than I normally stay up to watch these Olympics. I just can't help it. It's really a commitment to be there through these 2 weeks. You know, we've put Friday Night Lights on hiatus for the 2 weeks for the Olympics. But I have to say, far and away, my favorite was the skiing slope style. Loved it. It was just amazing.
You know what? That was a fantastic new event. And I'm kind of suspicious of those freestyle skiing events, but that was fun to watch.
It was so fun to watch. It obviously adds to it that we swept the medals there. Those boys are so cute. They did such a great job. And it was just exhilarating. I loved it.
Yeah, and the silver jackets on the medal stand look fantastic.
So sharp, sharp.
Those three couldn't have been cuter. Now, Julie, you had speculated. We talked last week to Mark Welch, our skating expert, who's been sending me emails all week, some excellent behind-the-scenes skating stuff. But he speculated that Plyshenko pulled out. Remember, it was a big, he won helped the Russians win the gold medal in the team figure skating, Sheila. This was a whole new event that you missed, that just is all the skaters skating their individual acts, and then they combine the scores. And then they go off and they skate their own programs for individuals. So, Sheila, the Russian star came back sort of from injury, out of retirement, the old man, helped them win the gold medal. And then seconds before he was supposed to go on the ice for his individual skate, he pulled out. He withdrew, leaving Russia with no representation in the men's figure skating. And it smelled a little fishy
to
me.
Why did he do that, Leon?
Well, Julie, go for it.
I will just tell you now, you know, I lived in Russia for 5 years. In fact, Megan, you and your family came to visit us in Moscow. So as soon as I saw that, my husband happened to be home and was watching that. He said, "Oh, well, who paid him off?" That was his first comment. So here is my working theory about why Plyshenko pulled out. You notice who got the bronze medal? The Kazakh.
The Kazakhstan.
Denis Ten from Kazakhstan.
Yes.
Had you ever heard of him before? No. He came out of nowhere, okay? Nowhere to win the medal. The first medal for Kazakhstan in the Winter Olympics, okay?
Wow.
You know, okay, so here's my theory. You have some oligarch, some billionaire in Kazakhstan paid off Plyshenko to come up lame. He might have paid off some of those other, as Leon, you so aptly put in your blog, Splatfest, the other people that were on the ice.
Everybody fell, Sheila. Not just one.
I love that.
They bit it. They hit the ice hard, and then they slammed up against the boards. Every single skater.
Hysterical.
Okay, so Plyshenko got paid off. And why does Plyshenko need all that money? Have you keyed in on Mrs. Plushenko?
No, okay. They keep mentioning her. Johnny Weir keeps mentioning Mrs. Plushenko, like it's some cover identity.
Okay. Now she, first of all, Mrs. Plushenko. Okay, when she's interviewed, here's how the interview goes. Mrs. Plushenko, how is Mrs. Plushenko feeling? Her response is Chanel Resort Wear 2013. Mrs. Plushenko, do you think he will come back in the next Olympics? Hermes scarf, Hermes Birkin bag, Gucci glasses, and Jimmy Choo shoes. She only talks in designer clothing. That's all, every response she gives to the press. She's like Louis Vuitton 2012, Gucci Spring 2011. That's it. She is like, she describes herself as the third most powerful woman in Russia. Okay. So then you have to ask, like, well, who's ahead of Mrs. Plushenko, right? And that would be, of course, Putin's girlfriend. He got rid of his wife. So he's got the girlfriend, the gymnast, one of many. And then I assume number two position is Abramovich, who owns the Chelsea soccer team. Right. And he's one of the oligarchs. So he's got a girlfriend and she's pretty big in the contemporary art field. But then in the number, solidly in the bronze slot, you have Mrs. Plushenko, who has a very big shopping bill. So, of course, Evgeny has to pull up lame. He has to take the money from the Kazakh billionaire because he has to pay all these shopping bills. That is my working theory.
Okay. Well, the working theory of our figure skating expert, Mark, and Kathy Douglas, who's also been weighing in, is that he might have had some gambling debts, Mr. Plushenko, and so he needed to pay off the Russian mafia.
Yeah, what? But it definitely, I mean, that was something is up there. It is not as, you know, it was not an injury that stopped him from skating.
So. Yeah, he tried to wince really hard. So he did a jump, Sheila, in the warm-up, and he landed and he winced really hard. And that's when Johnny, who was in a spectacular sequined coat for the men's finale, and that's when Johnny said, oh, boy, that looks like it hurt. But I don't even think Johnny really believed that. So I think there's more to come. This is the kind of story I hope Vanity Fair does an in-depth investigative journalism on. Because, yeah, there was something behind that. It was excellent.
Wow. I love that theory.
Yeah.
Both of those theories I love.
Okay. Track it down.
All right. I had two comments on things that happened this week. First, Shaun White, you know, did not, Sheila, Shaun White, who has won two gold medals, skateboarder and snowboarder.
Oh, right. Snowboarder.
No, he does both. You're right. He's a skateboarder and a snowboarder. And now he's like a grown man. He cut his hair. He's 27 years old. He has a real haircut. He has a million dollar company. He has various business lines going under the Shaun White brand. You know, he came back to try to win his third gold medal, and he did not. He didn't medal at all. He came in fourth. And there was a lot of, like, haters out there sort of happy that he didn't win because they felt like Shaun White had sold out and become the man. And that he wasn't, like, he didn't hang out with the other snowboarders. That seemed to be sort of the inside snowboarding view of Shaun White, was that he wasn't keeping it real, man, because he didn't hang out with the other snowboarders. Okay, did you see the other snowboarders? They're like 20-year-old kids. Like, and Shaun White is now like a man. He's like a grown man with a grown business. I wouldn't hang out with 20-year-old kids either. I did not understand, like, really, that's your biggest complaint about this athlete who is clearly, like, at the top of his sport and still training every day. Like, it's not easy to win a gold medal. Like, you can't just, you know, get a good Armani tux and win a gold medal. You actually have to train for it. And so I was thinking about last year I was at Blog Her, and I saw Gail Ann Hurd speak. And, you know, she's the big time movie producer who's done Terminator and The Abyss and is now the executive producer of The Walking Dead. And so, very powerful woman. And she was really interesting. She's sort of unrepentant in, you know, her belief. They asked her the question, you know, do you think you can be respected and liked in Hollywood? And they particularly asked about women. Like, do you think women have an issue with being either respected or liked? And she said, you cannot be both. You cannot be respected and liked. She said, I've picked respected. because that's what I do. I run a big company. I'm like a general out there on the movie scene. Mm-hmm. I don't need to be liked. I don't really. And then she went on. The interviewer was like, really? Like, even at your point in your career where you're clearly respected, don't you think people might like you now? And she's like, no, I don't. And it made me think of Shaun White. Like, okay, so what that the 20-year-old right. snowboarders don't like him? I respect him. I think people respect him. So I felt bad he had such haters.
I agree. I love Shaun White.
Yeah. But
it was disappointing.
It was. And then I had a thought about the hockey shootout. Now, Sheila, yesterday I woke up to see the U.S.-Russia men's hockey game. So in pool play. So don't worry. They weren't going for a gold medal yet. But it was on at 4 a.m. Pacific Coast time. So
an early start, Leanne. That's good.
It was an early
You're really a good reporter, Leanne.
Thank you. I know. I'm working hard. And it was hard not to text Dick in Bend, Oregon, because I knew he's been getting up early, but I didn't know if he was taping this one or going to watch it live. So we did exchange texts later in the day, but they had a hockey shootout. It ended in a tie. And so they had a hockey shootout. And here's how it went down, Sheila. Like the first, it's just one-on-one, a player versus the goalie. All right. And the player like skates up with the puck and tries to put it in the net. So the first three guys go. Each team picks three guys to take a shot. And it was tied at the end of three shots. So they keep going until someone gets it in and someone misses. But at that point in the hockey shootout, in international rules, apparently, this is not the NHL rules, but in international rules, the same guy can keep taking the shot. So over and over and over again. So it ended up this adorable American, TJ Oshie, super cute, not saying not cute, like going up against the one Russian. They each took five more shots. Megan, what did you think of that?
Well, I have to tell you, it was pretty devastating because we also got up early to watch it. And I thought I had made our real estate appointment late enough that we could get the whole game in.
Oh, no.
But we had to leave before the shootout. So I obviously watched it later in the day. And I agree, though. I think that is very bizarre. I think he is adorable and did a great job. But, you know, as you said, Leanne, there is no I in team. It's a very interesting rule. I'm surprised.
Well, and soccer gets so many critics because, like, their penalty kick system isn't seen as a fair way to end a game. But at least in the soccer penalty kick thing, everybody has to, like, they just keep shooting until someone wins, but it can't be the same person, and like everyone on the team is exhausted. They've been running for 2 hours,
right.
So the stakes build when they get through the first five guys who can actually make the PKs. There's sometimes when the goalie has to go take a PK, so it's just it's much more dramatic, I think, when it's not the same guy. But
yeah, let's rotate it out, Leanne. That's what I say.
Thank you, Sheila. Yeah.
Yes, I agree. Okay. But anything to win, really, at this point, that's okay.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't mind. I know.
Yeah, like Megan and Greg need to go see another house. Like, end the game and let's wrap it up.
Oh, it was terrible. It was torture.
All right. Anybody got anything else on the Olympics? What are people looking forward to this week? Sheila, well, I know you're on vacation, so you're
nothing.
You're looking forward to your many doctor's appointments. Right?
Yeah, that's it. I have a full week of doctor's appointments coming up, and probably, you know, take stock and what happened to the blow dryer and, you know, how I could have saved power. And that's it. I have nothing.
You know, I'll have to say I get up early. I wake up early, and I've been watching curling, which I have enjoyed. No jokes about curling. It's kind of a nice sport to wake up to in
like
the morning.
Golf. It's sort of like golf. Yeah.
I'm telling you, the Canadians are doing a fantastic job. I mean, not that our Americans aren't, but I'm really enjoying the Canadian team. I'm enjoying some of the finer points of it. So depending on when that comes on, where you live, you may find that it will help you go to sleep at night, or it's a nice, gentle way to wake up in the morning. So more curling, Leanne. That's what I say.
Megan, how about you? What's on tap for this week? I know it must be terrible to actually have to go to work.
Oh, it's awful. It's just terrible. But we have been recording some of them. If I get home late, so we can fast forward through, I don't want to say it, but some of the figure skating Friday night. Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing Gracie Gold. Mm-hmm. And really, I'm looking forward to the men's and the women's hockey. I love the women's team. I know a couple girls on it. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I think they're great. They're so talented. And I think in terms of the reason I like the women's hockey is because it is so similar to the men's hockey. It's the same game. It's the same intensity, the same, you know, level of violence. I love it. So, yeah.
I agree. If you just come in and you see that it's a hockey game on, you wouldn't know whether it's women's hockey or men's hockey. Right. They're both so fast paced, really good, you know, shooting. It's all good. I agree with that.
All right. Well, we will be back on Tuesday for the Tuesday show. Julie, have you figured out how to watch Downton Abbey?
No, of course I have. A DirecTV fail. Our DirecTV system has totally shut down. Okay. And I have forgotten my password to my DirecTV account. So I can't watch anything online. And of course, I have to watch Downton Abbey because we report on Downton Gabby every week on the Tuesday show. But Leanne, I will find a way, legal or not. I will have seen that episode. Don't worry. Hey, also for Satellite Sisters, a big birthday, a little happy birthday wish to our baby sister, Leanne.
Thank you.
That's right,
has a birthday coming up this week. She will still always be the youngest, and may you enjoy your birthday as the youngest sister.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, sort of looking forward to it. Going to get my hair done for the day. That's my big gift to myself. All right. You can always find us online at satellitesisters.com. We love hearing from you. There's a lot happening on the Facebook page, but please go to the blog if you're interested in catching up with the random thoughts on Sochi. They're all there. Click through. Tell your friends. Megan, you have done a fantastic job. I really believe that Monica's place is in jeopardy here on Satellite Sisters.
Oh, no. It's been great to be here, and you'll have to let Sheila know what blow dryer they use when you get your hair done for your birthday.
Okay.
Yeah. Now you're talking.
All right. Good luck to you guys there. And say hi to Greg, Megan.
I will. Thank you.
And don't forget, call your satellite sister.